Welcome back to In Depth. My third and final guest for this morning is Kitty McKay with the Carson Tahoe Health Foundation. Kitty, how are you?
Ian, I'm fabulous.
It's
Thanks
so good
for
to have you back.
Me.
Of course, and you're so well trained. It's lovely to talk to you.
When
it comes to talking into a mic and all that, I know it can be a little intimidating. But it's not your first rodeo, as you said. And Carson Tahoe Health Foundation. Give me the lowdown, mission statement, that sort of thing. About
awesome.
The organization.
So, Carson Tahoe Health, we're a nonprofit health system. And so what that means is that we are especially committed to our mission, which is to enhance the health and well-being of the communities we serve.
Indeed so.
Yeah. So, the thing about mission statements is really, putting the boots in action and really bringing the purpose of why you're there to the people, if you will. And so as a result, a lot of what we do kind of cares for our community, the needs that they have that go beyond the hospital wall, or the needs that they have that aren't necessarily always offered by healthcare systems.
Okay. Well, take me through those.
Yeah. So that's kind of where the crossroads is of the foundation, because the foundation then reaches out to the community and the community says, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. We want your help. And then they donate money. So that's kind of what the foundation does for the Carson Tahoe Health System.
Okay.
But then some of those needs that go beyond the hospital wall, or some of those things that are not normally covered, say, by healthcare systems, one of the most innovative things we do, we have what's called the Mallory Behavioral Health Crisis Center.
Okay.
So all over the headlines, what do you see? Mental health.
Right.
Number one need identified in the state of Nevada. It's really one of the number one needs across the nation. So believe it or not, Carson City, Nevada, we have one of the most innovative programs in the nation. And this crisis center, you could think of it like an emergency room for when you're having a mental health crisis. So what that means is, until we opened this center, let's say somebody was having a mental health crisis, they might get picked up by the sheriff and taken to jail, where they weren't really criminal, but they were maybe at risk to themselves or the community.
Right.
Or alternatively, they would be brought to our emergency department, where we're supposed to be treating people medically.
Okay.
So what would happen then is, on any given day, there might be 5 to 6 to 8 to sometimes 10 rooms occupied by people in a mental health crisis. But an emergency room isn't equipped to deal with mental health.
Right.
They're supposed to deal with medical emergencies.
And Lord knows, if they have to prioritize certain people, they're going to have people with life-threatening physical injuries rather than those with threatening mental issues.
Yes, but then we'd have to hold them to keep them safe. And anyway, right. Long story short, it was a crisis.
Yeah.
And so as a system, we decided that what we needed to do is to create this emergency room for people in mental health crisis. And it's been extraordinary. We're 2 years in. We're bursting at the seams. We're doubling in size. In fact, it's such an innovative model that our U.S. senator came to tour it, because she wanted to go back to Washington and say, people, we need these all over the nation.
Right.
And then how we were able to build it was through the incredible generosity of the Mallory Foundation,
okay,
who for years really cares about the community. And they said, oh my gosh, this is something we want to do. So they helped us build the original, and now they're helping us double in size.
Wow.
So it's the stories every day of how life-saving it is, and that in the moment of crisis, people are getting help. And they're getting connected to resources, and a lot of lives are changing. And I just got chills when I say it, because it's real.
Yeah.
That's really putting your mission into action.
Exactly. So when was it kind of formed?
We opened the Mallory Behavioral Health Crisis Center 2 years ago.
2 years.
And we're now exploding and doubling in size.
Okay.
So that's an example. Another really cool example that makes me so proud of Carson Tahoe is that we have these really robust cancer services, and we have one of the most extraordinary cancer centers that's freestanding, and it has beautiful healing views. And so the actual care you receive there is on par with virtually anything you'd receive throughout the nation. But the thing is, when you get a cancer diagnosis, there's all these other aspects that come into play that really impair your healing, like how am I going to pay my mortgage
right.
when I can't work?
Yeah.
Or if I live in Yerington, how am I going to go get treatment for 8 weeks every single day when I can't afford a motel?
Right.
So that's another really cool thing that we do at the foundation. We have the Mariner Cottages, which are 15 cottages that are no cost to cancer patients in need.
Wow.
And to date now, we've provided over $1 million worth of stays, which is like, I don't know, over or getting near 14,000 nights where people can choose to come get treatment because they're able to stay in this beautiful healing environment
yeah.
with fireplaces and, you know, it's just comfy and cozy.
Stress-free.
Yeah, and that's yeah. what they say most of all is that to be able to stay somewhere and know that people that don't even know them care about their healing journey mm. is like this blessing amidst a really bad crisis. And then another really cool thing we do is we have a cancer resource center. And the cancer resource center is a free resource to anyone in the community, whether or not you're receiving care with us. And we provide wigs, we provide counseling, we provide support. All of our volunteers are all cancer survivors, so they know the road you're walking. But we also say, oh my gosh, you know, here you are, and these are real stories every single day. You're a single mom, you're a server at a restaurant, you've got 3 kids, you've got this life-threatening diagnosis, and you can't work, you don't have savings. And now, on top of all these things you're worried about paying your car payment.
Yeah.
You're worried about keeping the lights on, putting milk in the fridge for your kids.
Exactly.
So during that period of time when people have these profound gaps, we support them to get them through that piece so that they can get back on the road to healing.
Right.
And, you know, Ian, you and I have spoken before about this event we do every year called Hope Fest.
Right, exactly.
And that's what Hope Fest does is one night in August, this year it's August 23rd, we bring in this rockin' band and one night provides 365 days of healing.
Wow.
So that's, you know, it shocked myself, but it turns out I've been with Carson Tahoe now 10 years. And every day I wake up, I feel so honored that we really take our mission seriously and we really care about the well-being of our community and spend so much time and earnest effort towards supporting the needs that go beyond the hospital wall.
Exactly. No, yeah, and you're taking things a lot off of people's plates,
oh,
off
my
of people's
gosh.
Minds, so they can just focus on healing and getting better, which is invaluable. So thank you for doing that. So Hope Fest, while we're kind of sort of referenced it, what's happening with that? Are people able to get tickets? How does that work?
So Hope Fest is very intentionally a free event to the community.
Okay.
Because we want everybody to be able to come. And how we raise the funds is through sponsorships and raffle ticket sales for Dick Campani's auto dealership. Every year donates $10,000 cash or a brand new car.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we have amazing food. And I wish in this moment I could tell you who the band is, but we're like 2 days away from contract.
Okay.
Because you would know them and you're like, are you kidding me? You're bringing them to a free concert.
But you don't want to jinx it. You want to make sure you have it confirmed. Before
actually, I can't announce it until we go into contract.
Oh, okay.
Which tells you it's somebody that, it's not Paul McCartney.
Right. But
however,
it's, people know him.
Somebody from Nashville. They have several really well-known hits, lots of albums, anyway.
You're teasing the heck out of this
thing
right now.
Okay? You know what you need to do, Ian? Once we go into contract, bring me back.
I would love
and
to.
Then we can talk about the great entertainment we're going to have. But no matter who is playing, it's just this magical night and the community vibe of coming
yeah.
together to help carry other people through their most challenging times. It's really well named to be called Hope Fest because you just feel it.
Yeah, definitely so. I think you nailed it on the head. Is there anything you want to get out there? Because I feel like you've hit every point.
You know, I just think that as community, we're all in it together. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes the people that we're helping are really resistant to receive what they call charity.
Right.
And I think it's important for us to really know that as a community, we are all in this together. And there's times when I'm going to need help, and there's times that you need help. That's not charity. That's community.
Right.
And so to those who need help, don't be ashamed. And to those who can help, you know, step up and maybe think about extending yourself a little more than you have in the past, because it will really fill you and make you feel like there's purpose and connection. So I just say keep the vibe going and keep the love going, and come to Hope Fest August 23rd.
Do it, people. I will have you back.
Okay.
Kitty McKay with Carson Tahoe Health Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.